Like, appreciate it.
You are in a situation that the Browns have had before. They've looked at the defensive tackle spot, found good veterans, and have brought them in. And you're here now, your fifth NFL team. What's it been like acclimating to another team? You've been with Dallas and the Raiders when they're in Vegas. Houston last year with the Niners, some really good programs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been, man, I tell you, Ohio been giving Houston a run for his money with the heat. but it's been fun, man. It's been fun acclimating and getting out here and running. You know, that's what we call ourselves, hungry dogs. So getting out here and running to the ball and, you know, just having fun.
All I know is when we mentioned that there was cold water over there, your eyes lit up.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a little warm even in the morning time.
It's hard to get cold water out here.
Hey, what makes a good defensive line? You played with plenty of them. What makes a good solid four?
Four equal one. Everybody on the same accord, covering each other in pass opportunities, and then in this defense, vertical upfield penetration.
You have been a starting defensive tackle throughout your career. You're going to be a starting defensive tackle here. When you come into a new team, do you feel pressure to sell yourself, to show your new teammates, hey, I can do this. I've been, or is it? Is it understood?
Oh, no. Nah, you gotta prove yourself each and every day.
Do you?
I mean, just because I done did it before and put it on tape don't mean that I ain't got to get out here and compete at training camp and go against Wyatt and Joe Batonio, who I done already went against my whole career. But, you know, every day going against those guys and sharpening myself up.
What's it like having Miles? Just right, your next-door neighbor right there.
He different, man. He different. I'd be like, Miles, do you even get touched? He'd be like, no, I'm just winning. So I'm like, I joke with him all the time, but you know, we just having fun in there. It's been fun.
What makes him different than other guys you play with?
He just different, man. He an alien, to be honest with you.
Really? Yeah, we've heard different. That, but I mean, you.
I mean, I done played with some guys, and there's no shade to no other guys, but like a guy that big, tall, lean, running strong. I mean, running fast like that, and you know, just the athletic ability he has, it's crazy. You're a freak of nature for real.
But now, how does that affect what you're going to do next to him at one of the inside spots with a rookie and Mason Graham? What does that do to your game?
Oh, I got to speed up.
And how do you compliment him?
I got to speed up because I got to beat Miles to the quarterback.
Otherwise, you're not going to get the stats.
You feel me? So I got to beat him there.
Hey, I want to ask you about something non-football when you were younger. Okay, as a high school senior, you went 48-0. And won a state championship of wrestling?
Yep.
Like, what was that season like? I can't imagine, like, you hit 30, you hit 35, now you're at 40, now you're in the, you know, you're in the state championships, and they're asking you to pull off the, you're asking yourself to pull off the perfect season. What was that like?
It was more so harder because I was always behind the eight ball trying to make weight.
Really?
Yeah, it was hard making weight that year. But I mean, it was a grind. I felt like I learned the lesson the year before. I was supposed to win the year before. It was like 49-3 or something like that. And I choked that state, to be honest with you. I started looking towards the finals, and I got beaten like one of the first rounds, like the second round or something like that. And then lost that wrestle back. So, just having that experience and being like, standing in that tunnel and watch the guys go win the state, which I should have won, I felt, you know, that next year I was like, God, this is for me.
Did you know going in you could go perfect?
For sure.
I don't care what sport it is. It doesn't matter if you're in peewees or if you're in the pros like you are now, to pull off a perfect season. And then what did you learn that year as a high school senior that you still have internally for you on that clock?
I mean, I don't think nobody is tougher than a wrestler. You know, you talk about just the way they compete, the way they condition, the different things you got to do to your body to make weight, different things. You know, like wrestling, boxing, like those type of combat sports, and, you know, even more so boxing, but those type of combat sports and, you know, just it's man on man, and you got to go in there. It's not a team sport at all, not to me, you know, and you got to beat the man in front of you. And that's why I kind of take with pass rush, too. It's like one-on-one. You know, when you get a one-on-one opportunity, you got to win that because it's you versus the man in front of you.
Malik Collins joining us, Browns defensive tackle. You wrestled at a high level. Mason Graham wrestled at a high level. You just talked about how that works at defensive tackle. How about two guys with that background lining up next to each other?
It should be exciting.
It could be really cool.
Yeah.
Is the leverage the aspect of it that you take from wrestling and bring to football? Is that the biggest thing, Malik?
I think leverage is important. I think for me it's more so creating a counter and momentum. So if you got a guy, you press on one way, then you can counter back the other way, then, you know, just, I don't know. It's weird to talk about, but, I mean, I just understand it from a little bit different perspective.
This would be frowned upon by the organization. You, Mason Graham. Right out here,
put pay per view.
Exactly.
Wrestling? I mean,
yeah, you guys can make some cash, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing him first round.
Does he have a little bit of weight on you? Not much, though. Right?
Nah, he ain't got no weight on me.
Nothing.
I'm heavy.
Can I ask you one question? Not to get personal. You got a beard going here in training camp. Mm-hmm. You just talked about Houston hot. I lived in that part of the country for 5 years. It gets hotter than you know what, and it's hot here today. How are you hanging on to the beard during training camp? I mean, couldn't you cut that baby down or something?
Nah, that's never an option. God didn't bless me with the hair up top, so I got to keep it on the face. So.
I don't have it anywhere.
Oh, so, yeah. It's like seeing the same person at once or the same conversation.
No beard here. I can't do that.
What makes this organization, and I'm not saying to, like, what's different in Cleveland that you can see right away compared to the other organizations you've been with?
I mean, it's a blue-collar town. It's a city that's prideful about their football. You know, they host training camp here. You see all these hardworking people out here. I mean, today's a weekday, right?
Yep.
You know, you see people out here every day. Today's what?
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I had to think about
it.
They all
so,
run together.
I mean, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting out here in this environment as well. You know, as the season progresses and it's different. You can just get a different feel. It's like a real football town.
Were you friends with anybody else coming in into camp here in Cleveland?
No, I worked out with Mason a lot this summer.
Okay.
So,
Mason. How'd that go?
It went well.
You get to learn a lot when you're in the gym? I mean, because obviously.
No wrestling, right?
Yeah, no wrestling.
What's Jim Schwartz's message to a defensive lineman, and what's it mean to you?
Got to be the engine. And I'm a car guy, so, you know, I think about it on hitting on all cylinders, you know, whether it's carburetor, whether it's fuel injected, you know, just different things like that. But you got to be the engine for this team.
You like cars or you collect cars?
Both.
Or both?
Both.
What do you have in the garage?
All right, we're done for the next 10 minutes. I'm going to be talking about cars. I can smell this one. Coming.
Everything.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mostly like GM cars. G bodies.
Like 60 muscle GMs?
Nah, not as much 60. I got a 70 Chevelle.
Oh, nice.
True SS convertible.
That's serious. The convertible is a big deal.
Nah, for sure.
That's awesome. You can drive it here in the fall, you'll love it.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Where is it?
It's in Houston.
Okay. Yeah. You live in Houston in the off season?
Yeah, I do.
You said something when you sat down and I asked you about training camp and you said, you know, you're training here and everything else. And it talked about training camp in California with the Dallas Cowboys. And then you said something that I didn't realize. I mean, I know California taxes are nuts,
mm-hmm.
but training in California, you guys from the Cowboys had to pay California state tax during your time
there? Sure. It's like so if you're out there, let's say you're out there for like 26 days, you know, you pay taxes for 26 days of the season in California.
That's a hit.
For sure.
Especially when you're living in Texas and there's no state income tax.
Right. Man, last year I had to go play in California. Didn't have to go. It was an opportunity, but when played out there, paid those.
Yeah, and pay rent in San Francisco.
Crazy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So you got between the cars and the taxes, and what else are you doing?
Well, I mean, come on. There's football, and then there's real life. Cars, great. Taxes, not so much. What are you looking forward to this year? Obviously, this is a 3-14 team last season. That record is in the rearview window, but still there are some things to overcome. How do you guys do that?
The only way to go is up from there. You know, that's the bottom of the totem pole. You know, you can only get better. So I'm looking forward to coming in here and being a big part of the change that make things better for not just this year, but the years after.
My last question, just how's this camp compare to – again, I don't want you to compare to other teams, but, you know, like we were talking right before you sat down that you guys actually went live today. Andrew Siciliano was talking about it before, too, and that, you know, it seems to us on the outside that Kevin's kind of ramped things up about being tough, being competitive and, you know, just being stronger than maybe this team's been in the past.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the guys are saying, that this is a harder camp than in the past. I've been through some camps. I don't ever compare them, but they, you know, you just get in there and you just, it's just a mentality thing for me. You know, of course, your body will hurt different days and stuff like that, but it's more so just a mentality of, you know, everybody's tired.
Right.
What's going to make you different? How you going to stand out in these type of days, in these type of situations? So, you know, kudos to Coach for, you know, coming even harder, but, you know, we got to be even more resilient.
Malik, thank you for your time today. We appreciate you being with us, and I can't wait to see that SS convertible.
Yes, sir.
Around the streets of Cleveland.
I want to see the pay-per-view wrestling match. That's what I want to see.
Let's not push it.
I mean, again,
we'll go for one or the other.